This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What food does Popeye like to eat?
Spinach.
Correct. Which plant is known to help heal a sunburn?
Hello.
Yes. What late actor starred in the 90s movie Flubber?
Robin Williams.
Yes. What fast food chain has recently launched pickle fries?
McDonald's?
No.
Burger King.
Correct. Metallica released their album Reload today in 1997, so how old is it today?
26?
No.
27?
Yes. The Great Barrier Reef is located in what country?
Australia.
Yes. What is the name of Mariah Carey's famous Christmas song?
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
No.
I don't want. All I want for Christmas is you.
Yes. Kobe Bryant spent his entire NBA career with what team?
Lakers.
Yes. What is the most populous city in Canada?
Montreal.
No.
Toronto.
Correct. What number does Geno Smith currently wear?
8.
No. Oh. So close to a perfect 10.
Oh, my gosh.
But you did get 9 correct.
Bad, you did great, Alan.
You did great.
I'm very proud.
I don't watch the Hawks that much. I'm not going to lie.
Well, and you were very, very close with his number.
Yeah, you were.
Just one off.
But I figured.
Alan. Woo!
I'm trying to get through. I think Steve's been ducking me.
Uh-oh, he's been afraid of you. He's been too intimidated by Alan.
Yeah, he probably knows you're a worthy competitor, so we'll see.
Well, Taryn looks very happy right now, so that concerns me. Yes.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What food does Popeye like to eat?
Spinach.
You know it. What plant is known to help heal a sunburn? Please don't ever do that again.
Aloe.
Yes. What late actor starred in the 90s movie Flubber?
Robin Williams.
Correct. What fast food chain has
recently... He was also Popeye once.
Was he? True.
Oh, my goodness. What fast food chain has recently launched pickle fries?
Burger King.
Yeah. Metallica released their album Reload today in 1997, so how old is it today?
Oh, crap. I don't know. 40... No. No. 33?
No.
23?
No.
30... Four?
No. Well, the Great Barrier Reef is located in what country?
America.
No.
Mexico?
No.
New Zealand?
No. What is the name of Mariah Carey's famous Christmas song?
All I Want for Christmas.
No.
Is you. All I want for Christmas is you.
There we go. Jeez.
I wasn't
Kobe
finished.
Bryant spent his entire NBA career with what team?
The Lakers.
Yes. Wow, Steve. You were on a roll, and then I don't know what happened in the middle there.
I didn't eat enough spinach.
Clearly, you got six correct, which is a loss. 6-9.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Congrats, Alan.
Way to go, Alan.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a good Monday.
Wow. That math there really threw you off.
Yeah. What was the answer?
27. You were in the 40s, the 30s. I don't know what was happening there. Also, the Great Barrier Reef, Alan didn't know, is in Australia.
Australia.
I'm impressed you knew Mariah Carey's song. At least you know the important one.
I mean, come on. That thing's shoved down our throat every year.
Every year. Two you didn't get to. What is the most populous city in Canada?
Ooh, I'll go Vancouver. Yes.
You'd be wrong.
Oh, Toronto.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then what number does Geno Smith currently wear?
He's number one in our hearts, but number seven on his jersey.
Yes. Alan almost got a perfect 10. He was one off with Geno Smith's number, but he still beat you.
Felt really good, too.
Yes. Oh, good for all of you.
With the weather getting all crappy this week, Rockaholics, it's a great time to be launching Operation Warm with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. We have Coats for Kids back in action, and it would be awesome if you would help us put brand new winter jackets on local children in need.
It's our favorite thing we do every year. It's always awesome when the Rockaholics step up, and we've been able to put so many coats on kids in need. And they're brand new. They're American-made. These are... And just the look on their face when they get them is worth the $20 that we're asking from the Rockaholics. But if you could donate more or even less, whatever you can afford would be appreciated.
You can head over to KISW.com to donate today. Did you guys watch the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight on Friday?
No idea what you're talking about.
If so, call in now.
I saw his butt, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. If you watched the fight, call us now. We have a simple question to ask of you. 206-803-ROCK. And we do promise this is a simple question. But you need to have watched that fight on Friday night. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Mix Show.
Friday night was all about the highly anticipated big Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight, where it was 27-year-old Jake Paul beating 58-year-old Mike Tyson. There were no knockdowns. Here is the final decision being announced.
After 8 full rounds, declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake El Gallo Paul!
I like the bell at the end. It's like... Calm down, everybody. I know you're mad. I know you're very disappointed in this fight, but we're going to ring a bell again.
Millions tuned in.
A lot of people did.
But many seemed upset about it.
Yes.
So that leads us to want to ask a simple question.
It's the simple question.
And that simple question is this. The Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight. What did you think about it? Sammy in Redmond, what did you think about the fight on Friday night?
It was probably the most anticlimactic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because I think we were all so hyped up. And then once it happened and everything was going on, I don't know what you thought, Sammy. I was just like, well, what did we expect? He is 58. He almost died recently. And Jake... He did. They had to postpone the fight because he almost died. And I still had hope that it was going to be better than that.
Yeah, I definitely hoped for a lot better, but it was... Yeah, so like it was so much hype, and then it was like, oh, okay, that was all right.
At least the fights before that one were good.
For sure. What was it? Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor.
Yeah.
Woo. Jordan in Wenatchee. The same simple question to you.
Right,
how did you feel about the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Jordan.
Sorry about that. My bad. It was a great fight. It was fun at first. The first couple rounds, I'm like, okay, someone's actually going to knock one of these guys out. And then it just kind of got boring. And I mean, the fights before were awesome. But other than that, I think it's more like it's like WWE mixed with boxing the way he came out.
Jordan, it's so funny you say that because I was trying to keep like little notes. I didn't watch it that night. I watched it the next day and I was like, I wrote down, I'm like, this is pro wrestling basically because it felt that way like from the. The Paul brothers came out in that car.
Oh, yeah.
They had the pigeon in the back. And then they were playing the song that was featured in The Hangover with Mike Tyson in the air tonight, Phil Collins. Great. I was like, this is just pomp and circumstance. Everything was great until the bell rang.
The simple question, we're going to ask it to Dan on Kitsap Peninsula. What did you think of the fight Friday night?
I thought it was exciting for about the first two rounds. When Tyson actually hit Jake Paul, he hit him with some real force, and you could see that it really rocked him when he hit him a couple times. But the fight just kind of petered out, you know. Tyson kind of lost momentum and just lost energy. You could tell that, you know, he's getting older, and you could see that.
It made me wonder, like,
Jake Paul kind of seemed to, you know, he seemed like he was in very good condition. He looked great.
He did, and I mean, I know a lot of people are giving him a hard time just because of what he does, but I'm like, he's bringing a lot of eyes to the sport of boxing that wouldn't typically watch, and I bet a lot of people were won over by the preliminary fights.
Totally.
And I mean, you have to attribute him for getting a lot of people to watch that, as much as you want to hate the guy, but at the end of the day, like, he clearly loves boxing. It saved his life, as they shared on, like, the announcers mm-hmm. were talking about it, and in a way, like, say what you will about him and his ability, and yeah, he was fighting a guy who's almost 60, but still, like, I mean, there was millions upon millions of people who probably would never even watch a boxing fight that ended up tuning in and maybe will become a fan because of it.
Oh, without question. 206-803-ROCK, the simple question to Tim on Bainbridge Island. What did you think of the fight on Friday night?
Besides,
oh, man, your phone stinks, man.
Justin in Ferndale, same simple question to you. How did you feel about the fight?
Well, I don't know if you guys heard, but this just in, Jake Paul also challenged freaking Barry Bonds to a home run derby. But but what you want to call it? No, the female fight, that's what got me into it. Like, the two guy fight, that was amazing. The female fight, decisions are decisions.
Yeah.
But as for the Mike Tyson fight, if that wasn't rigged, I don't know what was, because,
you know, I don't feel like it was rigged. I do think that Jake Paul, once he realized that Mike's legs were just done and he couldn't do much, I think that he intentionally did not go for the kill, because I mean, that would have been awkward if, like, what if something really bad happened at that point? Like, you know, it was just like, you know, Mike Tyson isn't even moving. He's just standing there protecting his face. I mean, at that point, just ride it out till the end.
Yeah, I was just excited to see him back in the ring at all, but...
Dude, that was the thing for me, as much as, like, I know, Danny, you hated the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so boring.
And you know what's the funny thing is? Because I didn't watch it live, I had heard so much negativity about this, so I went into it with such low expectations. And to be honest with you, there was the moment right before the fight started, and Mauro Ranallo, who's one of the announcers, he said this, and this basically summed up how I felt.
I think we've all stepped into the Matrix here tonight. Mike Tyson!
As a guy who grew up watching Mike Tyson, I never thought in a million years I would get to see him in the ring once again. So, yeah, the fight itself is whatever. But, man, just seeing him come out with, like, just wearing all black like he used to. He didn't even have an entourage. Mm-hmm. He just looked like a killer. And then when the bell rang and he's in the ring, I'm like, this is just bonkers that Mike Tyson is fighting once again. And there were a couple moments in the first round where I was like, man, it looks good. He's looking good. Then he just tired out quick.
Yeah, that'll happen when you're 58.
When you're 50. That's the thing. As much as, think about anyone in your life that's 58 years old. Could you ever picture him even pulling off something that he pulled off like he did? I thought that was really inspiring in that sense.
Absolutely. While many were obviously not very happy with the Tyson fight, but yesterday, Seahawks fans were so happy to beat the 49ers. And we're going to catch up with sports radio legend, the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy, at 7:20.
The Daily.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is a Seattle sports radio legend. He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can hear it wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Say good morning to Mitch Levy. And I think we all seem to be in a pretty good mood today, Mitch, after that Seahawks victory over the 49ers at their house.
It's except for Washington State Cougar fans.
Oh, yes!
Oh, God, Mitch.
What the hell happened?
That was the worst pivot idea you've ever had.
Is that what we call what I just did in the business, a pivot idea? I didn't know that. I mean, here they were with literally the very first ever college football playoff right in front of them. They had a chance to be one of the 12 teams in the very first ever college football playoff. They had a chance to do it when Washington, their big brother, was sitting there, it's 6-6 or 6-5, just having a mediocre season. They could have rubbed it in the Washington Huskies' face for the rest of their lives. And what did they do?
They let those Lobos put up 17 unanswered points.
No. What did they do? What
they
do we call
it? They cooged it.
They sure damn did. They cooged it. But oh, my
God. And, Mitch, the best part is I don't think any other show in the world, and especially in this state, has another person on the show that went is a New Mexico guy, University of New Mexico. So it wasn't even trash-talking because even Danny didn't think that they were going to win.
We are 4-6. How in the world did they lose to an 8-1 Cougs team?
Danny wanted to bet on my team.
I did.
Wait a second. We were 4-6? I mean, is that you? Is it University of New Mexico we? That's a big step. Did you go to the University of New Mexico?
I did.
Oh, okay.
He's a Lobo.
Yeah.
He's a Lobo. All right.
Now we're all Lobos. Well,
everybody's a Lobo. But, it was not a good week for the Cougars, a weekend for the Cougars. But you had a Dogs team on Friday night that had a chance to become bowl eligible, and they beat UCLA. That was good for them on Friday night. And then you had Mike Tyson. Did you watch?
Oh, yeah.
See Mike Tyson. And Jake Paul, have you talked about that this morning?
I have not heard.
Yeah, a little bit. I think the general consensus was a lot of people disappointed in the fight. I still, growing up a Tyson fan, the fact that I saw him in the ring, even though it wasn't a great fight, was still kind of a goosebump moment for me.
I think my favorite moment of the evening was, besides the girls' fight right beforehand, my favorite moment of the evening was after the fight, after 58-year-old Mike Tyson went 8 rounds with a YouTuber and lost basically every round except for maybe the first round. He's in the ring with the announcer, with the interviewer, the announcer, the ring announcer, or the TV announcer after the fight. He's 58 years old. He's got nothing left. He had nothing left 25 years ago. And the announcer says to him, "Well, is this it now?"
Yes.
"Is this it for you?" And his answer was, "I don't think so."
and then challenged Jake's brother, Logan.
Yes.
But Logan's in the WWE. I'm like, you have a better chance of having that match because then you can script it.
I don't think so. Like, any of us want to see Mike Tyson again after the way we saw him on Friday night. So it was an interesting weekend in the world of sports, which culminated, boys and girls, in a shocker. Who saw that? Anybody see that one coming? Migsy, do you have that one on your list?
I did, actually, yes. I've been receiving random messages from listeners saying, there's still hope for 12-5. And I'm like, you're damn right. I can't wait to tell Mitch that.
That's exactly right. They got to go undefeated. But who saw that coming? Who watched that game from beginning to end and figured at the when the clock struck zeros that they would have more points in the San Francisco? Did anybody think that they were going to win that game? Even as you watched the game, did you think that they were going to win the game?
Even having a little hope, like when Gino had the ball, I'm like, oh man, is it going to be another one of these interception moments? Is this going to happen? And then when he ran it in, it took a second for it to really register. I'm like, excuse me? That just happened. It was amazing.
Yeah, I was convinced with like 18 seconds to go that the 49ers would figure out a way to get into field goal range and kick the field goal and tie the game 20-20 and send it into overtime. This is a This is how Debbie Downer I was watching the game. But, yeah, we'll have fun talking a little bit about the Seattle Seahawks breathing new life into their 24th season, Taryn. After what's see, now I don't want the song. What's the song, Taryn?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first off, if you want to give Mitch a follow on X, his handle is at Mitch underscore Seattle. Seattle sports radio legend, also the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can now listen to wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. More with Mitch Levy after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, if you are just joining us this morning, we have been chatting with Seattle sports radio legend Mitch Levy, the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. And we are riding on a high thanks to Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks pulling off a great win yesterday.
I think that you say thanks to Geno Smith. It was one of those games that was different, I think, than all of the other games this season, especially the other, four wins. In the way that if you go back to the four wins before yesterday against the 49ers, it was either the offense or the defense that kind of ruled the day in the five wins. It was almost never, I can't recall any of the games, those first three games, trying to remember any of the games that they won being both a really good offensive performance, an offensive day, and a defense. Now, yesterday, you could probably make the argument that the defense ruled the day.
Yeah.
The Seahawks defense. Until that one drive. There was one drive there after the Seahawks had taken, the 13-10 lead. You got to remember when you start talking about Geno and the offense, that everybody's going to focus on that 11-play, 80-yard drive at the end of the game to pull it out, and he runs for the touchdown, and the Seahawks win 20-17 after they go 80 yards in 11 plays. Don't forget one thing, that two drives earlier, they had the ball and they were in the same situation. They were down, except it wasn't at the end of the game, and he took them 70 yards in 11 plays to take the lead, which was an equally fabulous offensive drive. When the offense had really not done a lot the whole day, all of a sudden that 11-play, 70-yard drive gives them the lead, and we're thinking, oh, my God, where did that come from? And then what is the defense, which has been great all day in keeping the Niners close enough, keeping their offense close enough to be able to win the game, then the Seahawks defense gives up a horrible drive.
Yeah.
Where they go like, the Niners go like 80 yards, and they had like 3rd and 12 and 3rd and 11 and 3rd and 10 over. And they kept on converting on third downs. The Seahawks defense looked horrible in that one drive. And then the Seahawks get the ball back. And you recall the middle drive was they were in position to score points again were the Seahawks. But they got that bad spot on the third down quarterback sneak. Do you guys recall that?
Yep.
And Mike McDonald doesn't challenge the play, which was a terrible, terrible blunder by the coach. He should have, I don't know that he would have won the challenge, but he has to challenge that play. It was just too big of a moment for them to, but they rush up and they go for it on fourth down and they don't get it. But they're at like the 35 or 38 yard. They're about to score points there. And then the defense holds the Niners and the setting up the 80 yard drive. So a long-winded way of saying the Seahawks offense, those last three possessions, was unlike the Seahawks offense the entire day leading up to that. So I don't know whether a switch went on. I don't know if Ryan Grubb, the offensive coordinator, saw something. I'm just not sure. Now, somebody, a naysayer, might call you and say, now, hold on, the best San Francisco 49ers defender, Bosa, went out of the game. And that was a big thing. He didn't play in those final two or three series for the 49ers. So that was big. But, yeah, it was a team effort. The defense of the Seahawks was terrific, except for that one drive. They were terrific. They kept the Seahawks in the game. And the offense, which wasn't so great in the first, three quarters, was awesome in the fourth quarter. And that's what you need, timely offense, timely defense, to beat a team like the 49ers in San Francisco. So here we are, 5-5.
And I also thought it was a great tribute by the new center, Olu. He gave a nice tribute to Connor Williams by trying to snap the ball over Geno's head, which was like, I thought that was nice, with Connor retiring. I was like, you know what? That was cool. That was a nice little, hey, that's, we remember you.
That's funny that you say that, because we have on episode 311 and all the shows during football season, we have Brady Henderson of ESPN that
is a regular with us here on Mitch Unfiltered, and he obviously travels to the games. And he came on late last night and said, you know, that was exactly what everybody in the press conference said. Yeah. That was the moment that Oluwatimi snapped the ball past Geno Smith. Everybody in the entire press box in San Francisco or Santa Clara said, oh, that was his ode. That was his tribute.
A nice little nod, a tip of the cap to Connor. Okay. Speaking of the Connor Williams, so did you hear anything? Like, I mean, I know they said it was a personal reason that he decided that he was done playing football and he retired, but it was kind of abrupt.
I know it was very abrupt. At least for me, it was. I don't know. I've not heard anything, whether it's bad or sad or tragic news in his family. Yeah. But I do know that it was they're being very, very careful about what they say. And they're just terming it personal reasons. He just decided that he had enough, which is strange because he worked so hard to get back from that terrible knee injury last year in Miami. To get back to be able to start opening day, he beat all the guesses as to when he would be healthy again. He beat him. He got into the lineup. He was a starting center, and then boom, yeah. I can't. Maybe this is something that we'll find out more about. Maybe he'll come back next year, whether it's with the Seahawks or somebody else. You know, there's no rule that says he has to stay in retirement. So, I thought, given the circumstances, Oluwatimi did okay last night. And, of course, you had Abe Lucas back, kind of, sort of. Their big right tackle, number 72, out of?
Go Cougs, Washington State University, baby.
That's right. And he played about half the series yesterday in the game against the 49ers. So that was good to have the big man back at right tackle. And maybe he'll be playing more and more as we go along if he stays healthy. So at least for 24 hours, all things are good in Seahawks land. I don't know how long this will last, but boy, it's a good feeling this morning.
And now, I mean, destiny's in their hands. What, next weekend they're taking on the first place Arizona Cardinals?
Yes. And we'll see whether this is a one-off.
Oh, great.
You know, the NFL, I mean, if you've watched any games in the NFL over the years, you know that this type of stuff happens. It's kind of why we like the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that you can say, oh, my God, the Seahawks of 24 have turned the corner, or they've turned over a new, or they found something. I think one game is one game. It was a great win. It was one of their best wins in years. You take nothing away. But let's see what they look like on Sunday against a pretty good Cardinals team here in Seattle.
And I know it's only been, I think, three games with him, but I think I speak for probably a lot of Seahawks fans falling in love with Ernest Jones IV. Man, that guy, really, he is fun to watch and really fun to hear in the press conferences, too.
And you ask yourself, how in the world, watching this guy, did two teams bail on him? It doesn't make any kind of sense. I mean, he was on a world champion Rams team, and they traded him to Tennessee. And he was a standout performer for Tennessee this year, and Tennessee trades him to Seattle. What are we missing? We're missing something on this guy. I don't know.
Mitch, the big question then is, should I invest in getting his jersey?
No. No. If you were 20 years younger, yes.
Oh, come on. I'm
forever
young.
If you were 25 years younger, yes. But not at your ripe old age.
Son of a...
It's all over.
If you want more Mitch, you can check out his podcast, Mitch Unfiltered. Get it wherever you listen to your podcast or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Thank you so much, Mitch. We look forward to next week. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. 5-5. Let's see how they do against the Cardinals on Sunday.
Now, Rockaholics, we need someone who can put a beat down on Steve Miggs. And it would be very helpful if you were tuned in to the men's room on Friday at 5:40, because that's when I gave out a cheat sheet containing three of the correct answers for the game. He's got a record of 327 wins, 96 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
I'm buying the jersey.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.